Welcome everyone to CW Radio. I'm Natasha Nicholson, executive editor of IABC's magazine, Communication World, and I'm happy to welcome you to our podcast. Today I'll be talking with Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey, co-authors of the book, The Entrepreneurial Culture, 23 Ways to Engage and Empower Your People. And they are also founders of Barefoot Wines. And it would be really fun to talk about that, but we are going to focus on the book. Welcome, Michael and Bonnie.
Thank you, Natasha. We're happy to be here.
Same here.
So your new book talks about an issue that is of great concern to our audience and to businesses in general, and it's about how to stimulate the entrepreneurial spirit among employees. And we want to do that so that our staffs aren't just watching the clock every day, but are actively engaged. Can you help us out by describing some characteristics of company cultures, perhaps maybe starting with those that don't create engagement?
Well, I think that there's symptoms that crop up, and one of them is that people start to play the blame game. You know, they don't take responsibility for their own behavior. They're always blaming someone else. Another one is employees are paid for attendance and not for performance. So people get the idea that no matter how hard they work, they're going to get paid the same as the person who maybe doesn't perform. Or information is treated like a commodity instead of freely shared. So I'm going to tell you something if you tell me something.
Well, at Barefoot, we had a know the need policy instead of need to know, where a lot of corporations say, well, that person doesn't need to know. We did the opposite, and we encouraged everyone to give us their great ideas by telling them our need. So that was one thing that we did that was different.
Mm-hmm. And you know, another symptom is that consumers are dealt with. They're not served. Mm-hmm. And people start to hide behind their screens. There's an attitude, but it doesn't involve gratitude. And people can't seem to execute, and nobody bothers to contribute new ideas. And also, you got a revolving door out there. Turnover's high. And it's kind of like every man for himself, and your strategic partners don't want to work with your company anymore. So those are, you know, probably all of the symptoms. But if your company has a few of those, or if a few of those sound familiar, then you should probably read the book, The Entrepreneurial Culture.
There's definitely something that can be done about each one of those problems.
Well, let's talk a bit about that. What are some ways you feel that we can help employees to feel and act more like owners of the business rather than kind of feel some disassociation from it?
Well, we can delegate more responsibility to people, and that doesn't mean just loading them up with more work to do, but it gives them the opportunity to make decisions. You don't micromanage people.
And the other thing is that management has to acknowledge these people. If somebody comes up with a good idea, management should acknowledge the person. And when they do, two things happen. First of all, the person feels that they're appreciated, so that makes them more engaged. The second thing is that the other members of staff see that acknowledgement and they say, wow, if I behave like that, I could be acknowledged as well. And then the third thing that happens is they all now know what that person does, so they have more respect for the person and what his job is. So those are some, you know, just a few little examples of what we can do.
When you share your challenges and you share your problems and you share your goals with your employees, then you give them an opportunity to use their brains and come up with a good idea. That's what being an entrepreneur is. It's really being creative. It's looking at a problem and finding a solution and not just trying to pass the blame on to someone else, but actually taking control of the situation and doing everything that you can to make it right. And when you give your employees this kind of ability by sharing your challenges with them, we would say know the need instead of need to know. A lot of companies say, well, he doesn't need to know that. But we believed that everyone on our staff had to know the need. They had to know what it was that we needed to get accomplished. They had to know what our challenges were. And because they did, they contributed. And whenever they contributed to an answer, or to solving a problem, we would give them recognition for that. And that is a big part of really making your employees know that they have a stake in their future. They have a stake in your company and that you respect them for their own good ideas.
Well, let's talk about what that person looks like. What does it look like to have an employee who has that entrepreneurial spirit? How do they behave? How do they interact with others?
Well, for one thing, when 5 o'clock comes, you don't know that it's 5 o'clock because these people are working on projects and they're not working on the clock. And the other thing, the other way it looks is that people are getting bonused on the success of the company, measured in sales, measured in profitability, measured in growth. And so they are all on the same team. The other way that the company looks is that you basically only have two divisions. One division is called sales, and the other division is called sales support. So whether you're a receptionist or an attorney or a CEO or a CFO, or you're in production or you're in marketing, it doesn't matter. You're in sales support, because without sales, there can be no salaries for you. So people start to get on board when they start to see where the money comes from and how they can affect it.
Well, you've alluded to some of this, but let's talk more specifically about some of the benefits of this approach. And because our audience likes concrete information, maybe you could share some actual examples.
Well, leaders create the culture, first of all. So the culture in a company has to be demonstrated by the top people in the company, and they have to demonstrate it by an attitude, and an attitude is gratitude. You have to say something. Instead of saying, I need you to do this, you might say, I have a project that I think that you're well suited for, and I'm going to give you the leeway to handle this customer where you can give them discounts, you can give them free services, etc. And I'm going to trust that you'll make the best decisions to land this customer in making more profits for our company as a result. So this is one way that can happen.
Yeah, and another way that it can happen that actually did happen in our company is we let people write their own job descriptions. You know, usually when you get a job, the job description is old. It hasn't really been looked at for 4 or 5 years. But when you let people write their own job descriptions, you'd be surprised what they write down. So we looked at this one, and this person was doing stuff that was absolutely necessary, but we didn't realize that that's what she was doing. And so then she finally came to us, and she said, you know, you have a need for a job here that you don't even have a job description for. And we said, what's that? She said, well, you know, it's traffic manager. And I said, traffic manager, what is that all about? She says, well, you know, you're going to run out of product on the East Coast because last week a truck came to our warehouse, and because the driver didn't make an appointment with our warehouse operator, he sent him all the way back to New York with an empty truck. I said, you got to be kidding. Isn't that the driver's and the trucking company's responsibility? She said, yes, it is, but they need to be babysat, and that's what this job does. And so we then decided to take the bull by the horns and take responsibility for these foul-ups, and we actually made her the traffic manager, and we never had another problem like that.
Oh, that's great. Any other examples and thoughts that you can share to help people understand just how important it is to cultivate this entrepreneurial culture?
Well, we would have monthly sales meetings, and because we had two divisions, sales and sales support, and we invited everyone in our company. If they were remote, then they'd call in by phone, and we would talk about all of our challenges. Well, when we started, Barefoot was on the bottom shelf in the supermarket, and that's a real problem. That's the worst place to be. So because we had everyone on our staff trying to come up with a solution, how can we get people to look and find our product on the bottom shelf? So we're all joking about it, but, you know, picking up the foot traffic and stuff like this. And somebody said, well, how do we get them to look to the floor to see our product? We said, well, why don't we put some big feet on the floor? Why don't we get some decals and walk people right up to our place on the shelf and turn them to face the shelf, and then they're going to be wondering why they were led that direction. So that's exactly what we did. We put these, what we called them, sticky feet. We put decals that had stickers on them on the backside and put it on the floor and walked people from the front door all the way through the store to the wine department. And then they're standing there facing the shelf wondering why. We put a little note, tag next to the shelf where our product was. It said barefoot with a big arrow. So everyone got a big laugh out of it, and it really worked. We started selling very well.
Actually, it worked so well that after Barefoot got popular and we started to get eye-level placement, which is the most desirable place in a store set, people called up and complained they couldn't find it anymore because it wasn't on the floor.
Oh, that is great. What a great story. And how fun and creative. Well, Michael and Bonnie, it's just been such a pleasure to talk with you. And I'm just so honored that you were able to make some time to join us on this episode of CW Radio.
Oh, we love to share fun ideas, and there's nothing like getting the spirit of a company together than by sharing fun ideas.
For sure.
You know, I just wanted to tell your listeners that if they see some of these symptoms in their company, then they got to kind of like take the bull by the horns and have some fun and start treating people like human beings and remember that what they have between their ears is a lot of great ideas. If you give them permission, I think the key word is permission. Permission to be creative, permission to make mistakes, permission to have fun.
Yeah, thanks again for this really refreshing take on engaging employees and helping them to cultivate an entrepreneurial spirit. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, stay tuned for the next CW Radio episode soon. As always, we welcome your feedback. If you have thoughts to share, send an email to cwmagazine@iebc.com. And thanks for listening.